Chapter 2. How to Start the Money Conversations. Curiosity, lies, and the single best reply to every hard question about money, and sex, and drugs. The kids in the Kessel family in Topanga, California get only a couple of hours of screen time per day, and only on weekends. Caden, at 13, the older of two boys, could while away that time on any given Saturday with a music tutorial on YouTube or an online game. But one day he set himself down and paid a visit to salary.com. There, he typed in financial planner, his father's profession. A few clicks later, and he had figured out what his father, Brent, earned each year, $700,000. Or so he thought. The number was not exactly accurate, and Kessel's earnings vary from year to year anyway. But nevertheless, Caden presented this finding to his father as if it were fact. He had wanted the information so badly that he had sacrificed precious internet time to seek it out. Brent makes his living asking relative strangers for their tax returns and retirement statements. Then he tries to coax them into disclosing their hopes and dreams and anxieties about money. Often, tears flow in the very first conversation. But when his son wanted him to have an honest money conversation, Brent couldn't quite bring himself to present an accurate income figure. "I've been avoiding it," he said. So here's what this tale tells us. First, kids are intensely curious. Lest we forget, it's their job to figure out how the world works. Money is a part of everyday life, and it's one of the things that many humans value most. So of course children are going to seek out information about it any way they can. They'll ask Google and present their findings to us. Or they'll make their approach with their heads full of overheard numbers that are correct but incomprehensible at younger ages, or speak with great teenage conviction about inaccurate figures they've picked up someplace else. And they'll inquire about...